Our first stop is in Southeast Asia, where U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to arrive on Tuesday. Air Force One touches down in Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam, and the American leader will meet with Vietnam's leader, President Nguyen Phu Trong. That's not the main reason why President Trump traveled there, though. It's for a second summit with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. Their meeting is scheduled to take place on Wednesday and Thursday. No one knows yet what will come out of this historic event. It's only the second face-to-face meeting that sitting leaders from these two countries have ever had. Critics say their first summit, which was held in June of last year, didn't produce enough concrete results, though it was considered a diplomatic success for both leaders. So observers will be watching to see what specific plans of action are made by President Trump and Leader Kim. The U.S. wants North Korea to show that it's shutting down its controversial nuclear program. North Korea wants the U.S. to normalize relations with the communist state. Another possibility here, that the Korean War will officially be brought to an end. A ceasefire stopped the fighting in 1953, but North Korea and South Korea, along with the nations that supported them, have never officially declared that the war is over. The setting for this event, in Vietnam, another communist country that's been a rival of the United States, provides symbolism that American officials hope to take advantage of.